You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Ismas and That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley Simpson, how are you this morning?
Morena, sorry, I'm really well, thank you.
And thank you for being so flexible with timing. We had a brief fire alarm interlude, but let's jump straight into what we are talking about today. I'd love to start with the proposal that has been made to reduce duplication and bureaucracy in council via the disestablishment of some senior positions and managerial roles. Firstly, how would this reduction affect governance for the average Aucklander? What does it mean for the average person living in Tāmaki Makaurau today?
Look, I think the key point here, Zoe, is to remember that as an elected member, we're not doing this. We only employ one person, the chief executive, and our direction to him is for the organisation to be as efficient as possible and to help Aucklanders to, you know, navigate council as efficiently as possible, because, you know, the question is often is that can be quite difficult. So we've had the structure that, what the Chief Executive has told us, that the structure that we have with our senior leadership has existed for 13 years. And he's now looking at making it streamlined, be more efficient. So things like putting departments together that normally talk to each other anyway that potentially haven't been. So things like policy and governance, land-based functions like planning, resource consenting, that's something that I know that Aucklanders, you know, often have struggles with. Community services like parks and pools and rubbish. So, and also bringing things together across not just the council family, but the wider CCOs. So there's no duplication. So the CCO does it and council does it, that there's actually some streamlining around that. It came out last week, and, you know, obviously we've got to be sensitive, Zoe, around the fact that these are people who are currently in jobs and there may be some disestablishment. But as I've said, his real direction is to make it more more efficient for Aucklanders and easier for Aucklanders to interact with. And then as a result, it's out for consultation and being talked to staff, and it will be confirmed in May and hopefully go live about the end of June.
Mm. And the reduction of some of these senior roles, does that mean that some things are at stake? For example, if we have less people working on specific issues such as environmental services, while it is potentially going to be more streamlined and some things may work better, is it a risk having less people working on issues that affect the city?
I think, you know, like any change to a structure, the proof of the pudding is in, you know, the final, how it works. But that is absolutely not the intention. The intention is to keep the workings of council and how it moves through to the LTP, how it actually does its work. It's the intent for it to be more streamlined and more efficient. And the outcome of that is to make it easier for Aucklanders to navigate their way through.
Mm. And at the moment it is just a proposal. What will consultation look like before a decision is made?
Well, as I mentioned, he is, you know, talking through to staff around that final structure. That obviously, you know, he's in discussion with people. As I said, there is some sensitivity around that. You know, people have got jobs, and this will see some disestablishment of those jobs. But he'll have that discussion. So the consultation is out with them, and you know, it will see adjustments to the tier 2 and 3 management layer. It will see a potential reduction of senior leadership and general manager levels. But what it hopefully won't see is any negative impact for Aucklanders. It will see a more positive impact.
And segueing off people having their say in consultation, consultation is open for Auckland's long-term plan from 2024 to 2034, otherwise known as the 10-year budget. Some central proposals include rate increases for the average value residential property. One proposal is 7.5% in year one, 3.5% in year two, 8% in year three, and then no more than 3.5% a year after that. And something I'd love your opinion on is in the proposal, it talks a lot about trade-offs. So, for example, paying less rates for less services or more rates for more services. What are some things that Aucklanders should be looking at when they are thinking about what this means for them and their homes and the city?
Well, I suppose the pay more sort of speeds up the delivery of investments. That's no doubt the sort of key driver between the sort of the central proposal and paying more. And it wouldn't cut some of the things that are currently there. So it has a $20 million cost reduction as opposed to more in the pay less option. Look, it's very complicated because it covers transport and environmental services and all the sort of things together. You really do have to have a good look. And one of the key pieces around this is on the rates as well. You know, the rates aren't our key driver. You know, we get less than 40% of our income from rates. I think this year we're at 36.8%. And the mayor's option around a future fund is a really key part to keeping rates as low as we can. And I really urge people to understand what that's all about. And just to help people tonight, there is a webinar that you can log into from 6 to 7.30 where council will talk about what that future fund is, how it operates, what it would mean, and to ask questions. And I think it's such an important thing. I really would suggest if people had time to log on tonight. You've got to register, just your name and email address so people can feed back some of the questions if we don't get all the answers done within that hour and a half. But it is a key part to the proposal, and it does have an impact on the rates. So, please, that's a big plug for tonight between 6 and 7.30 if people are available on a webinar. And to register, you go to our famous akhaveyoursay.aucklandcouncils.gov.nz online event.
Yes, a very important time to be an Aucklander and to get involved and have your say. I will add the link to the podcast after the show if anyone listening wants to go look at our long-term plan for Auckland, and I really encourage that you do. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson. We really appreciate having you on the show.
Thank you, Zoe. Ka kite. Have a good day.
Ka kite, you too.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.